USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi has a message for Republicans when it comes to fighting the coronavirus.
If we do not defeat the virus, we're never going to be able to open our economy and open our schools safely to send our children to school.
The California Democrat also insisting there needs to be more coronavirus testing available throughout the country. On the other side of the aisle, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany is blaming Democrats for the stalled talks on a new economic stimulus package.
What we're not willing to do is rubber stamp a behemoth $3.4 trillion deal that the Democrats put forward that was fundamentally unserious, that would have made ballot harvesting mainstream, that was a Democrat wish list.
White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow also calling the Democrats' plan a liberal wish list. This is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.